Hello, my dear friends, and welcome to day 6 of 18 day challenge of gratitude by Soyle Sengerzade. Okay, I was doing day 6 and I learned so many things. Okay, in this day, he gave us 3 exercises. The first one is you shouldn't watch negative news. And the next one is negative music is forbidden. And the third one is you shouldn't or you mustn't watch negative movies that shows negative movies that show wealthy people very bad people and cruel people, and the poor people so great and nice and kind. Okay, these are 3 exercises in this day, and yeah, he talked about our beliefs. He said our beliefs are creating our personality and our behaviors. If you do something because it originates from your beliefs. Okay? So, our beliefs are creating our personality and our behavior. The next point or the next tip that is so important is the language of this word is our beliefs and also our feelings. Okay? The language of this word is our feelings and our beliefs. So, we get help from writing and also talking to create beautiful beliefs for ourselves and also to reach the good feeling. And the golden tip of this day is, if you want something, you should announce it with good feeling to the world, and then the world will give it to you. For example, let me give an example. For example, you want to be fluent in English, or you want a beautiful car, you want, for example, to get married, I don't know, whatever it is, you want something, huh? So, if you want something, you should announce it to the world with good feeling. This is so important. You should announce it to the world with good feeling. And then the world will give it to you. This is the golden tip of this episode. This day, day 6. Yeah, and then the next point. Our sensation is our roadmap. If you do something, if you hear something, if you go somewhere, if you see something, whatever it is, if you do something and it gives you bad feeling, you shouldn't do that. And on contrast, if you do something that gives you a good feeling, you should definitely do that. Okay? Yeah. And the next point is our self-esteem. Or in general, self-esteem gives you the dare of saying no to other people if you have self-esteem. And the next point is, if you want something and then your mind or your brain tells you, for example, no, you don't deserve such a thing or something like that, you should show your mind or show yourself successful patterns. Okay, say for example, let me give an example. For example, you say, I wanna be fluent in English. Okay, and then your mind or your brain says, no, you can't, because, for example, you don't study hard, or, for example, other people that have reached to this level are so, fantastic, they differ to you, and so on. You should show patterns to yourself and say, look at that guy. If he could reach to this situation, I would also reach to this point. Okay? So you should show successful patterns to yourself to believe it, that you can do that. And the next point that I also told it to you, that our decisions come from our beliefs. Our decisions come from our beliefs. So this is so important. What you have believed. What you have believed. What are your beliefs? Okay. And the final point is, if you don't improve in your life, you will definitely be squashed. Squash means suffocate. You will be suffocated or squashed or choked by the life. So you should definitely improve in your life. Yeah, that's all, and I hope this episode is useful for you. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.